الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. The battle of Uhud had taken place on a Saturday. That night, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had returned to Medina Munawwara, prominent people from the Aus and Khazraj, the Ansar of Medina Munawwara, spent the night at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, guarding Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam against any possible attack from the mushrikeen. At the time of Fajr, Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu an called out the Adhan. And after the Adhan, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam emerged from his blessed residence, a person by the name of Abdullah bin Amr al-Muzani comes and he says that I want to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that I was on my way back to Medina Munawwara, and I passed by the Quraysh at a certain place, and I overheard them discussing. The discussion was that they were rebuking each other, reproaching each other, that you had caused such losses to the Muslims, you should have wiped them out totally and completely. This was the ideal opportunity, they were already weak, so you should have wiped them out once and for all. Now you have left them in this state, they still have prominent people among them, leaders among them, and they can once again become strong. Whilst this discussion was going on, another from among them, Safwan bin Umayyah, he discouraged them saying that it's possible that now they will be extremely angry and they will be very upset about what had happened, and they will be even more fierce in their fighting against you, and you do not know what other reinforcements they may have. So after Fajr Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after making mashura with Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhuma, he announces, or he asks Bilal radiallahu anhu to announce, that all those that participated in the battle of Uhud should get ready because we are going out. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave strict instructions that no one besides those that participated in the battle of Uhud must come out. Now logically we would think that if others who did not participate, who are still fresh, they are still unwounded, if they come out, then it would be better for the army. But here Rasulullah ﷺ is giving the instruction, only those that came out in Uhud must come out. There's two possible wisdoms behind this. One is because the munafiqeen wanted to join. So in order to exclude them, Abdullah bin Ubay specifically asked permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declined. So to exclude the munafiqeen, because they did not participate in Uhud. So to exclude them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this instruction. And the second possible wisdom is that when the Quraysh hear that it is the same people who were wounded, the same people who we defeated, and they have come out, then it will have a very big impact on them. That they still have so much of valor, they still have so much of courage and spirit, that they can once again come out to fight against us. So Rasulullah ﷺ gives this instruction. Sahaba radiallahu anhu were heavily wounded. Some sahaba 20 wounds, some 9, 10, different amount of wounds, serious wounds. But despite all of that, they hardly got the time to even treat their wounds. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu anhu had 9 wounds. And he was about to treat his wounds when he hears the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His immediate response was, "Sam'an wa ta'atan lillahi wa rasuli." I listen and I obey to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam moves. As he is going, Talha bin Ubaidillah comes out. He hears the call. He came to see what is happening. We have already understood and we have discussed what Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu went through during the battle of Uhud. Only on his chest he had 9 wounds. Rasulullah s.a.w. asked Talha radiallahu an, O Talha, Aina silahuka ya Talha? O Talha, where's your weapons? He says, Qareebun ya Rasulullah, my weapons are very nearby. He goes, he gets his weapons, and now he comes and joins the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was so wounded. Talha radiallahu anhu's concern for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've already discussed that when he came out from his unconscious, when he regained consciousness, the first question he asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Here he says, although he was so wounded himself, he says that my concern for the wounds of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more than my concern for my own wounds. Anyway, in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves with approximately 600 and 630 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There were 700 in Badr, in Uhud, excluding those that were martyred. Everyone else came out. So approximately 630 Sahaba radiallahu anhum leave with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were two Ansari brothers, Abdullah bin Sahal and Rafi' bin Sahal radiallahu anhuma. And they were extremely wounded in this battle, in the battle of Uhud. They did not have any conveyance to come out. So they were still deliberating, how must we go out? One brother could not even walk properly. And Rasulullah is going out, they don't know how long the journey is. So they were still deliberating whether they should go out or not. Finally they decide and they say, for us to miss a battle with Rasulullah, this is something that we can't tolerate. This is a great loss. To miss one battle with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one expedition with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu had already departed, they leave a little later and they push themselves, they battle to move. There used to be certain times when the one brother could not walk, the other brother would carry him. Although he himself was wounded, he would carry him. When he would be tired, he would put his brother down, he would try to walk again. And in this way, they traveled 8 miles. 8 miles in this way, until they reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hamra'ul Asad. Hamra'ul Asad is a place 8 miles from Medina Munawwara on the way to Dhul Hulayfa. This is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam camped. One of the primary objectives of this expedition was to instill fear in the hearts of the mushrikeen and to show them that the Muslims have not become weak. Because of what losses they have suffered, they have not become weak. So Rasulullah ﷺ camped in Hamra'ul Asad. And Rasulullah ﷺ instructed that during the day they must gather firewood. And at night they must light fires. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to light up to 500 fires at night. Now when people from far would see 500 fires, immediately they would be awestruck that where such a big army has come from. And like this, the news of this army spread around and it reached the mushrikeen as well that they have come out with such a big army that so many fires are lit every night. This was obviously a psychological warfare that Rasulullah ﷺ was playing against the mushrikeen. Whilst Rasulullah ﷺ was here in Hamra'ul Asad, a person by the name of Ma'bad al-Khuza'i, who was a mushrik, he was a disbeliever, but this tribe was very soft to Rasulullah ﷺ and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Although they were disbelievers, they would constantly inform Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of what is happening in Makkah Mukarramah, what the enemies are planning. So he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to console Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to comfort Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the losses that the Muslims had suffered in Uhud. En route back to Makkah Mukarramah, or back to his home, which was near Makkah Mukarramah, in the direction of Makkah Mukarramah, he meets the Qurayshi army in Roha. When he meets them, Abu Sufyan says to him that you must be got some news for us. Not knowing of his allegiance with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you must be got some news for us about the movements of the Muslims. We are determined to return and to attack them. So Ma'bad al-Khuza'i says to him that you rather reconsider your decision. Because they have prepared a very big army. Such a big army that I have never seen in my life. I have never seen such a big army in my life. And those that did not participate in the battle have also joined them. So they have reinforcements. And they are determined to take revenge for the losses that they have suffered. And he goes on to say that because of the army that I have seen and the impact that it has had, I have even composed couplets. And he recited some couplets in which he explains the huge army that he had seen. Obviously, this was all exaggeration. But to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu, attack of the Quraysh. So he says, he recites his couplets in which he explains the great effect that that sight and the scene of that army has had on him, etc. So Abu Sufyan, he says that, but we are determined. Nevertheless, now you are telling us this. He says, if you know what is good for you, then you rather don't go. You rather don't proceed. You rather go back to Makkah Mukarramah. Now this report of Ma'bad al-Khuzai had further confirmed the sentiments of Safwan ibn Umayyah. Safwan ibn Umayyah was already discouraging them. So the Quraysh decided to go back. And obviously overall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cast and Allah had placed awe for the Muslims and for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts of the mushrikeen. Before leaving, obviously Abu Sufyan needed to save his face also. And he wanted to try and still cause some harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he met a caravan of the Abdul Qais. He asked them, where are you going? They say, we are heading towards Medina Munawwara. We are going to collect or buy some provision, some food items, etc. So he says that if you pass a message to the Muslims from me on our behalf, then the next time you come to the marketplace of Uqaz in Makkah, I will fill your conveyances with raisins. You must only pass on one message on our behalf. So they agreed. The message is that you must tell them there is a very huge army that is being prepared by the Quraysh of Makkah, and they are about and they are coming to attack you, to instill fear in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So this caravan agreed, and now they make their way towards Medina Munawwara. They meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum in Hamra'ul Asad, and they pass on this message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum. However, this did not affect the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the least. Rather, it increased their iman. And they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us, and Allah is the best one to take charge of our matters. Very amazing words that bring great solace. These are the same words that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had recited when he was thrown in the well. And these are the same words that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum had recited on this occasion. And it is a very experienced wazifa. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that it is the experience of the mashayikh. That if a person recites this wazifa 1,000 times with complete devotion for any need of his, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill this need of his. So Rasulullah SAW and Sahaba radiallahu anhum recite, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one who will take care and take charge of our affairs. We don't need to be affected by the huge army of the Quraysh that is being prepared to attack us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained in Hamra'ul Asad for 3 days. He left Medina Munawwara on Sunday. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in Hamra'ul Asad on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he left Hamra'ul Asad on Thursday. Most probably he spent the night en route to Medina Munawwara. He camped somewhere. And on Friday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back to Medina Munawwara. Together with them returning to Medina Munawwara safe and sound without any fight, Allah blessed them with another favor. And that is, they did some business in Hamra'ul Asad. There was either some caravan that was going past, or there was a marketplace that was there. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum did some business in Hamra'ul Asad. And because of this, they had gained profits as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very, very impressed with Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The manner in which they responded, although they were so heavily wounded, they suffered such losses, they hardly spent a night at home. No time to recuperate whatsoever. They did not even have time to treat their wounds. But when the call came again, they responded. And responded in such a way, without any complaint, and all of them responded to the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite the condition that they were in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, praising Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the Quran-i-Majeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. Those that responded to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after wounds had afflicted them. Here an important point to understand is the call came from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them. But Allah says they responded to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Showing the position of the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs something, then it is actually the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said that they responded to Allah's call and the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقُوا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. That these people who have two qualities. One is the quality of ihsan. Ihsan is the awareness and consciousness of Allah. And the second is taqwa. But ihsan is the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To worship Allah and to have this presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And the second quality is the quality of taqwa. The awareness and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that stops a person from breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah mentions that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had these two qualities. The quality of ihsan and the quality of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a great reward is in store for them. An important point that Mufassirin explain under this is that whilst a person is sacrificing for deen, they sacrifice, but together with sacrifice is the sifat that we need to have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these two important sifat of Sahaba, the quality of ihsan and the quality of taqwa, which can be summarized as well in ikhlas, the sincerity that they had, the awareness, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they had. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these two qualities of theirs. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقُوا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. People told them that the enemy has gathered to attack you, so fear the enemy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says زَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. This increased the iman. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And their response was حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ. Allah favored them in three ways. The first way Allah favored them, they went back with the favor of Allah, with the bounty of Allah, without any difficulty coming to them. And the most important thing is that they followed that which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them was, the enemy went back, they did not have to engage in fighting. Without any type of injury or any type of difficulty, they returned back safely to their homes. Secondly, they did business, and because of the business that they did and engaged in, they had made profit. And thirdly, and most importantly, that they secured the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the most important thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this ghazwa of Hamra'ul Asad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of the feelings of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that feeling of loss, that feeling of defeat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered that up with this ghazwa of Hamra'ul Asad, in which they came out victorious. The enemy ran away. The enemy did not come to face them. And together with that, Allah blessed them with profit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced His pleasure with them, upon them. So this, so to say, had covered up for the losses that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had suffered in Uhud, and it once again lifted up their spirits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the Sahaba radiallahu anhu on our behalf, the best of reward for all the sacrifices that they made. They had given everything for the sake of deen, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf, the best of reward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wounded for our sake. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved uncle, his cousins, his family members, all their lives were given for the sake of deen. It was all given for our sake. May Allah reward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf, the best of reward. Allahumma jzi'anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afdala ma jazayta nabiyyan an qawmi wa rasulan an ummati. Allahumma jzi'anna ashab nabiyyika Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afdala al-jaza wa ahsana al-jaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with an iota of the love that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allow us to sacrifice a little for the sake of deen. Just a fraction of the sacrifice that they had given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and grant us tawfiq to sacrifice for the sake of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the opportunity. Although we do not deserve it, may Allah bless us with the opportunity to be raised up on the day of Qiyamah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the company of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and bless us with a drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar, from the Mubarak and blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with the mouth of Shahadat in his path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with burial in Baqiyul Gharqad, in the Qabristan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the opportunity of visiting Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, the Shuhada of Uhud, time and time again, with azmat, with mahabbat, with adab. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to appreciate all the sacrifices that our aslaf, our predecessors have made for the sake of deen reaching us. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa ali wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma ja'al nabiyyana lana farata wa hawdahu lana mawrida. Allahumma ahshurna fi zumrati wa sta'milna bi sunnati wa tawaffana ala millati wa ja'alna min hizbi. Allahumma ajma' baynana wa baynahu kama amanna bihi wa lam nara. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.